It is currently 8:16, holidays, perfect time to gather with friends and family for good eating, drinking, and a whole lot of football, and that's what you go find waiting for you tomorrow when you join Bobby Hebert and Mike Dettelier live for a special edition of Sports Talk from Rouse's Market in Covington. They'll talk Saints football, top NFL matchups. You can shop for everything you need to entertain for the holidays. You can celebrate the season with the both Cajuns, Bobby and Mike, at Rouse's in Covington on LA 1080 tomorrow from 9 till noon on WWL and a free Odyssey app. And Mike Dettelier, I understand translators will be available, right, to go from Cajun to English?
Yeah, we settled that up. We'll be good with it.
And I think we run subtitles on a radio in English for people.
That helps too.
On those fancy radios, how they tell you what song's playing, it's like that, except you can understand what Bobby and Mike are saying. I'm just kidding. How you been?
I'm good, thank you.
Let's talk about these Washington Commanders, because look, the first thing that comes to my mind is the Saints having trouble with running quarterbacks, and if you're going to call up Central Casting in Hollywood and say, send me a running quarterback, I'd get Jaden Daniels. But guess what? He can spin it, too. Thoughts?
Yeah, Tommy's not your regular rookie in this league, and that didn't really surprise me because just his makeup as a player, gotten to know him throughout the years he was at LSU, and he is such a hardworking guy. And Brian Kelly, he told me that, you know, many times he would get to the LSU offices at, you know, 5:30 in the morning, Jaden's already there. A lot of times we had to kind of run him out of there. And you see his commitment to the game and how much he put into it. And, you know, God blessed him with a lot of physical gifts and the fact that he's got a real cannon for an arm and he is so athletic. But it's his work ethic and how he treats the game. And I've said this number of times, he, in my time frame of covering sports, he's the most humble superstar I've ever been around. You would never know it, you know, if you met him on the street and didn't know who he was, you know, you wouldn't. That's just the way he is.
Just seeing him, Mike, carry himself on the field after the Texas A&M game, his last game, you could just tell that. And then just seeing him in the press room after, he's just like a regular guy. He doesn't have this cocky attitude at all.
No, he's all about work. He's all about team, and I'll do whatever I have to do to win your game. A great example, if you watch the film and he throws up this Hail Mary pass against the Bears and it gets tipped and they get a score, the reaction from the Commander's bench, everybody's jumping up and down. All Jaden did was he unsnapped the chin strap and he was just walking like nothing had happened. Now, he got mobbed after that, but he made no big reaction to it at all. It was like, okay, that's the way it's going to be. That's Jaden Daniels. That's just who he is. And I knew that if they surrounded him and gave him a little bit of talent, that he could do a lot for them. He's done much more than I thought he could ever do as a rookie because he just is a natural leader. And he's put some oomph to a franchise that has lacked it for a long time. And they had a crazy owner. They kind of forced him out. They have a new ownership there. But really, the battery on the jumper cables is Jaden Daniels. And what you bring up about running the ball, few guys can do it like he can.
Let me take a break. We're going to pick it up. We can pick it up. We come back, all right, with Jaden Daniels running the ball. I'm glad you brought up his work ethic, though, because what's the old saying? Success happens when preparation meets opportunity. And just because he makes it look easy doesn't mean that it is easy and that there's not a hell of a lot of work that goes into preparing to put yourself in that position. More with Mike Dettelier when we come back, talking Saints Commanders, 8:21, traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettelier about the Saints playing the Commanders, Jaden Daniels. We talked about him, Mike, in preparation. Let's talk about him running a ball and the Saints struggling against running quarterbacks.
Well, they have over the last couple years. And the one thing with Jaden, and you heard it from so many people that played against him, especially when he was at LSU, I thought I had an angle on him, and he outran the angle. Okay, he's a track sprinter in a quarterback's position. That's how you got to treat him, because that's how fast he is, and you don't think he's running that fast because he's sort of a tall guy, and it's his gait. And so they've had defensive backs that'll work out in the offseason and say, you know, I thought I had him. And then next thing you know, he's past me. You don't have a lot of guys in this business that can give you that type of speed element from a running standpoint. And I knew that going in, that he had that. The surprising thing with me is how accurate he is in the intermediate part of the game. Because he had always told me, the short part of the game, it's easy for me. He got better in the deep throws at LSU. He did tell me that he felt the intermediate, that 10, 20-yard pass, is where he struggled a little bit, even at LSU his senior year. And yet, I see him throw that. It's with ease at the NFL level. That ball comes out of his hand like it's shot out of a cannon, and it gets to the receiver fast. So as a receiver, you've got to be cognizant that he's going to hit you, and he's going to hit you fast with any kind of throw. But he's that part of the game, Tommy, I think is for every quarterback, is the hardest to get down at the NFL level. You can throw the short stuff. Some of the guys have the cannon. They can throw the long arm. That 10, 20-yard pass, and that's tough. And he's done it really, really well this season.
Only one quarterback's rushed for more yards than him so far this year, and that's Lamar Jackson, who is not as big as Jaden Daniels, although Jaden Daniels, for whatever reason, seems spindlier, if that makes sense. Lamar Jackson, 6'2", 205. Jordan Daniels, 6'4", 210. But doesn't Jaden Daniels seem...
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way what?
Ain't no way he's 210.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what's confusing me.
That might be on the roster. There's no way he's 210 pounds. I think he might be 200, but he's not 210. Okay, that's a play weight. If he's 210, I don't ever want to get on that scale.
Because he certainly seems a lot thinner than Lamar Jackson. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. And he is real thin. And we joked about it numerous times about his weight, and he'd say, oh yeah, and I picked up a couple pounds in the offseason. Well, yeah, but he's one of these guys, his metabolism is running overtime, and so he can eat, but it doesn't basically stay on him. And I think he's always going to be that size. You're not going to see him too much bigger than what he is today, even when he's in his 30s of playing pro football. He just has that size frame, and I'm just telling you, they've tried to put all kind of weight on him at LSU. They put a little, but his metabolism burned it off. I wish I had that.
Maybe 210 if he wears steel plates in his shoes like they made for the LSU running back that hurt his toe. Caden, what's his name? Caden Durham? Yeah, maybe him. That might weigh 210 then, but otherwise not. All right, Mike, we'll pick it up. We come back. We'll talk about Saints quarterback situation. We'll talk about the Washington Redskins defense, including Marshawn Lattimore and more when we return. 8:30 time now, WWL First News. 8:45, quarter till 9, Mike Dettelier rejoins us. Again tomorrow, you can catch him and the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, early. 9 o'clock over at Rouse's Market in Covington. Special edition of Sports Talk from 9 until noon. You can listen here, or if you're on the North Shore, go see them. Stop by. They'd love to talk football with you and take some pictures, do whatever you want. Mike Dettelier, let's talk about Saints quarterback situation. They're starting Jake Haener. I got to believe that with Mickey Loomis gone, there's no politicking here or anything like that. This is who Darren Rizzi thinks gives the Saints the best chance to win?
Yeah. And Mickey, they haven't given
I said Dennis.
I think you said Mickey Loomis, but I think you meant Dennis Allen.
That's what I – yeah, and I'm saying Redskins, I'm saying Mickey Loomis. I'm all confused here. Let's talk about –
Yeah, you're in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay. We all good.
I'm in the neighborhood. That's right. And I talk about you needing translators? Jeez.
Yeah. But my thing with Haener is he hasn't gotten that opportunity to start. He has played in a few games, but they give him an opportunity to start here. If you were really playing for something, you might risk it with Derek Carr. But I think at this stage, let's see what you got with Haener. I've always thought he would be a career backup in this league. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, remains to be seen. But that's always been my feeling about Jake Haener. I think he's most effective when he's moved around the pocket. He's not the tallest guy in the world. So you got to move him a little left, a little bit right, and he's very good at throwing off the run, almost like a little bit of a little waggle play left or right. It is cutting off half the field, but, you know, he's real accurate in those type throws, especially in the short area of the field. He does have some mobility skills. He's not as athletic as Spencer Rattler is, but yeah, I'm anxious to see him play here against Washington and how well he handles things. It looks as though their offensive line is going to be healthy and ready to roll. They don't have a lot of weapons at receiver, and his utilization of the tight end, that has been the big change offensively for this team. They've gotten Foster Morrow and Juwan Johnson much more involved than any other time I can think of in the last couple of years.
So with that being said, how patient are you with Jake Haener if he's getting it done or if he's not getting it done before you go to the Rattler?
I think you got to give him his shot in this game.
The whole game?
Yeah, I would think you give him a shot here and see how well it turns out for him. You did it with Spencer. So my thing is, if you did it with Rattler, you do it with him the exact same way. Give him an opportunity. If it doesn't work and next week Carr is not, you know, healthy enough to play, then you would go back to Spencer Rattler. You want to see what you have this time. That playing young players, everybody, they got to play the young guys. Well, that's what they're doing. They got no choice at this stage because injuries have whittled down any sort of veteran depth you have. So you got to go play the young players, see what you have in Jake Haener.
I agree. I think you give him the whole game, and then if it doesn't work out, then maybe you do give Spencer the Rattler the whole game against the Packers. Let's talk about that I almost said it again, the Commanders' defense. And I can't believe that the guy that played for the Seahawks for the long time, the linebacker, Wagner's still playing.
Bobby Wagner.
He's got a long
career
going.
Yeah, one thing with Dan, when Dan Quinn came in, he went after a lot of veteran guys that had sort of run that defense other places. And they've been solid this year. Where they've been vulnerable is that cornerback. And so what they do, they go out, and that was a number of teams that were trying to make a deal for Marshawn Lattimore. And the Commanders came in sort of late in the game, but they came in with a pretty good price, and the Saints accepted it. Now, Marshawn, and he told us the story, Bobby and I, when we did the one-on-one with Marshawn, he made the comment that he's had these hamstring issues since he was in high school. He had it a lot at Ohio State. Not a lot early with the Saints, but over the last two and a half years, he struggled with the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And he's talked about changing his diet, hydration, stretching, all this stuff. But it's really bothered him. He is the most talented cornerback that's ever wore that Saints uniform. And I think there's a big gap between him and the two guy. If you think it's Dave Wehmer or Jabari Greer, whoever you want to throw there, that's a pretty good gap. He is so talented. He plays with this it's so easy for me type attitude. It's not. And you're not always going to win those battles. But man, is he talented. And I think the Commanders, feeling as though you got to win games late in the year, and you got to shore up the weakest area on the team, and it was that corner. They go out and make that deal. You would figure he practices, and he's a full participant this week going up against the Saints.
That's the first week, right? Because I'm looking at the stats.
First week.
Yeah, because he had
first week he's battled it, and they had the last week off, so it was the bye week, and I think they just sort of let him get himself in that type of shape. One thing with Lattimore, he sort of trains on his own, has always had that sort of attitude. Even Sean Payton said, hey, listen, you can't argue with results. Look at what he's done on the field. Mm-hmm. He is a tilt-the-field type player at that cornerback position. So, like I said, I think for the Commanders, they knew with Jaden Daniels and crew with Brian Robinson and Terry McLaurin on offense, they needed that big-time corner, and they got one. If he can stay healthy.
Let me ask you about, and look, I don't want anybody to be hurt or anything, but Marshawn, maybe rest one more week, right? Give it another week.
Yeah.
No need to rush.
Yeah, but I think he sort of circled this out, and I don't think that it's any secret. Maybe him and Dennis Allen didn't get along, mm-hmm. and that's not even a question about that. I think there was some friction between the two of them. No, I don't think there's any doubt about it.
The Kendre Miller syndrome almost?
Yeah, and the one thing with Marshawn, you know, he's a different personality. You know, and so I think it was just a clash of how to do things and personality-wise more than anything. It's not a dislike for one another, but I think personality-wise, you don't get along. There always is a little friction.
I think if you go play cornerback in the NFL, you better have a little bit of an attitude. What do you think?
He's got that now. And he thought he was better than everybody else.
You better.
I think you have to have that attitude,
yes,
to play corner.
I do too, because you're out there on that island. You better think you're better than everybody else. Else you ain't going to be there for long. What's the old thing? Not for long. Mike, prediction. You think the Saints win?
No, I think the Commanders win. I think it's a little bit too much firepower for them to handle. And so I think the Commanders win this game. And, again, the unknown of what you're going to get at quarterback. I know what the Commanders have.
Yeah.
No idea with Haina.
What about the 7.5?
That seems pricey, but the way the Commanders have played, I would think they'll cover that.
Remember what Mike Dettelier says, sometimes you can just watch a game without betting it. Have a good weekend, Mike.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
54. We'll see you tomorrow. Rouse's 6 till 9. Traffic now, WWL.